Good afternoon now. My name is Trent Lusher, and I work with Samsung Electronics outside of, or inside, South Korea. And today I'm going to be giving my second session. And like I said earlier, this one kind of covers some of the same ground as my first session, but I have a couple different things to talk about as well, like the CAF API and some of the other features kind of the platform SDK. So that's kind of the focus of my speech here. I know some of you weren't in the first session, so I'm just going to do a quick crash course on the Tizen SDK as it stands now for TV. And then I'll talk about the CAF API. And if you don't know what CAF is, don't worry, I'll explain it. Also go over some of the web simulator tools we have, and I'll do a little more detail on that than I did in the previous presentation. I'll talk about the platform SDK, and then I'll wrap it up. I can take your questions. I also have a couple suggestions for people developing apps for TV to help them make their lives easier. So kind of let's quickly do a crash course of the SDK for people that weren't here before. So we have two main SDKs for the Tizen TV platform. The first is the web SDK. So this is our HTML5, CSS, JS-based tools for developers. And this is what's open to the public. This is open to, it's going to be open to everyone. We're going to release it next month. And so the more advanced API is our platform SDK. And this is the one for our partners. And this supports native app development. It supports development of the Tizen TV OS itself, native development being C applications. I say DRM support here. That's actually for like if you're a content provider and you're doing a video based application. This is one of the things they wanted me to mention. We support DRM now, but this is again just open for partners. So if you have a partner relationship with Samsung, if you're in contact with a local manager or a CM, they would be the person to contact about how to get this tool when it's released. So the Tizen TV web-based SDK, the two main features of it are IDE, which is Eclipse-based, but you can use any tool you want. We provide the IDE for convenience. It has nice features for packaging apps. It has nice integration with our emulator. It has a couple other nice WYSIWYG design tools. So we provide it for developers. And then we also have our emulators. We have a full-stack emulator. Full-stack meaning the complete Tizen OS for TV can be run on a PC. So this is very convenient for a lot of developers, especially platform developers. You can get the exact behavior. And then we have the web simulator app, the web simulator emulator, which I'm going to talk about a little bit more later. So what are Tizen TV apps? Well, they combine the best of a TV with the internet, okay? So a TV, as you know, is a very different experience from the mobile platform, from the PC platform. Users have different expectations, different input modes, different usability considerations. It's just a very different thing. So like I said earlier, when a lot of developers, sometimes they have problems when they first start using or trying to make TV applications because the input method is so different, using a remote control. We do support advanced features like using cell phone or tablet control. But at the end of the day, you have to fall back to that basic control. Big screen, I call this the killer feature of the TV. And we call it a 10-foot interface because people sit 10 feet away from the TV, or lean back experience as well. People don't want to do a lot of work when they're using the TV, right? They probably don't have a mouse, they probably don't have a keyboard, they're relaxing. A lot of the apps are usually based on video content. So it's a much different experience than being so active on a phone or a web application on your PC. So of course, we combine these features of the TV with the features of the internet, social networking, browsing, web services, HTML. Combine those two things, and you have your TV application. And those of you who've done smart TV apps, Tizen TV web apps are very similar. The structure, if you've ever written HTML and CSS, you know 95% of how to create a Tizen TV app. So I have a basic structure here. Really, the only main thing you need is config.xml. Everything else can be customized. You can use your own JavaScript libraries. I got a question after my previous session. Someone said, I have this JavaScript library. Like, can I use it? Like Angular or something like that. And I think, yeah, you can use basically anything. I mean, if it's a JavaScript library and it works well enough in a web browser, it'll basically work in our TV platform. And later on, I talk about some other libraries you can use. Multi-platform support, Linux, Windows, Mac, 32-bit, 64-bit, no matter where you are, our tools are there, the IDE, the emulators, everything. All right, so this web SDK is going to be released in July, so 1 month away. This morning they said it was released now. That's actually incorrect. It's going to be released in a month. It'll be freely available for all developers on our website. Okay, so CAF, the application framework. So what is CAF? Well, why do people develop web applications? Well, one of the things is that native applications can be difficult to develop, right? Like C, C++, Java, you know, the learning curve is pretty high. Whereas with HTML and JavaScript, it's very easy, you know. It's quick to learn. I have a friend, you know, he'd done lots of native development, but he never did web apps. You know, within a couple days, he did Code Academy, and he got JavaScript and CSS done. You know, learning curve is very low. And it's very easy to use. It's easy to test as well. And it can be run anywhere, of course. Smart TV, mobile platforms, half a dozen web browsers. It's ubiquitous. But one of the problems, turtle representing slow, web applications can be slow. And people always complain, you know, the web apps are so slow. How do I speed it up? Why can't I write faster apps? And of course, on a TV, we notice that the problem is even more pronounced. Because on the TV, usually we have lower hardware than people do on their PC. So in the past with smart TV, some people have had issues with performance. So on the Iron Man scale, so TV application performance-wise, very slow, kind of primitive. PC application, well, nice shiny red sports car, Iron Man. So the question is, you know, how can TV application be faster? Okay, and let me give you a couple statistics we did already. We ran jQuery we did a jQuery app on our PC and on our TV. Now, of course, you're going to say, these are two different hardware platforms. Of course, they're different. Well, yes, but I'm just kind of demonstrating. This was a typical PC in our lab compared to our TV. You can see that on a typical PC, all these features of jQuery just perform so much better, and our TV was really kind of slow. So when you complain about web app being slow on PC, well, it can even be more pronounced on the TV. So web applications can be faster, as the flames clearly indicate. So one approach is GPU acceleration, okay? But this has some issues too. It can be hard if you've ever taken like 3D programming or done anything in that area. You know, lots of math, transformations, maybe lots of setup code. You know, web developers, they don't want to be mathematicians, usually. So one of the teams in Samsung developed this CAF framework. So CAF is the shortened name of part of a constellation in the sky or a star. I'm not sure the exact origin story of the name, but apparently it inspired someone, so they called it CAF. And so this is basically a web-based framework that lets developers create really high-performance, good-looking applications for the web. So it supports all these different features, and today I'm just going to show you a brief one of them. But it's a JavaScript-based framework. And here we did another test. So we had jQuery on a TV and CAF on a TV, and we did these kind of similar functions, and we got really a lot better performance here. So for example, one of our apps, we had kind of a rotating 3D shape here. Went from 35 frames per second to 56 frames per second. One, we had some type of tiled display. Went from 4 frames per second to 51 frames per second. So rather than just kind of talk, I'll show you a demo here. So this demo will look familiar if you were at the keynote this morning. And I apologize for the resolution, actually. It's kind of low on this projector, so. So this is the demo from this morning. This is actually running on my PC on a web browser. You can see the performance here, fairly smooth. Click on something, goes out, and again, the resolution here, kind of low on the projector, we'll restart it. So yeah, so this is a CAF application here. Again, these are all HTML elements. I don't know if they're div or span or something like that, but it's all just HTML and JavaScript powering it. We have a video test. So this shows a potential UI for like a video interface here. Is this schedule? Okay. Yeah, full schedule. So I know it's kind of small here, but actually, does this go? Yeah. That's not smart enough to do that. So this could be like, you know, a programming guide or something. And you can see it goes fairly good. So the focus here was really on performance and getting a good UI experience. So this is just, I'm not going to show too much code, but this is just kind of an example of the basic code. You know, object-oriented, based, easy to use. We also have a WYSIWYG designer tool for developers that want to create like a, you know, visually create a UI for ease of use. So this is part of the IDE. And these are some of the UI elements we support. So kind of the common things you would expect to see in a, you know, a TV-based interface, you know, carousels for images, grids, progress bars, all these different types of features here. This kind of shows some animation effects for timing, like zooming in, zooming out. If you've ever used any kind of UI library, sometimes they have these kind of features here. So you can quickly create new widgets. You can modify them to create new unique widgets. And you know the performance, minimizing reflow and repainting, optimizing for GPU usage. Okay. And if you want to see this demo running on a real TV, like you saw this morning, you can just go to the demo hall. You know, in the, was it the Golden Gate area? There was a TV there running CAF. In the Samsung section, they're actually running this on a real TV. And they have a couple different examples there. So you can see it not just here, but actually in person. So in summary, high-performance JavaScript CSS framework. You know, we have a GUI designer tool, easy plugin support. And you know, people say, when should I use these different frameworks? You know, when should I use CAF, or when should I use something else? I would say for this type of thing, if you're creating maybe a video application and you want to have a nice, fast interface on the TV, I would recommend this for a possible use case. You have a gallery that you want to be quickly displayed with some nice effects. I would say CAF is kind of your use case. You have some type of programming guide, you know, that you want to quickly go through. I'd consider CAF. If you want to make a game, you know, probably not what you want to use CAF for. But if you want to use some type of fast, interesting UI, then I think this is more along the lines of what that's designed for, okay? So I showed you a little bit of our web simulator when I ran the demo before. I want to go over a little more details here. And, you know, on a normal PC with decent resolution, you could see the whole thing at once. But basically here we have the main event in the center is, you know, the output of your app, which is very useful for testing GUIs, testing control flows. And we also support the virtual input of a remote control device. So let me, instead of talking, let me show you. I'll just run this one here. I'll run a couple. So yeah, so this is running WebGL, and it looks kind of funny here. Again, resolution issue. But yeah, this is just, there's a JavaScript library I like called 3JS. It supports WebGL, and I just ported one of their demos to Tizen. It took me about 2 minutes. I mean, it was really simple. But there are a lot of features here in the simulator. I can see it's cut off at the top. Oh, there we go. Okay. So we have Web Inspector debugger for analyzing your JavaScript, breakpoints, looking at your DOM structure, your page weights, profiling for graphics, downloads, all that type of thing. Of course, we all support settings, configuration. You can change the remote control. So as the years go by, we'll be adding probably different remote controls. So that will be updated. So you can test out different controls from different years. Okay. We also support QR codes. So you'd say, well, why is that there? Like, what's the point of that? Well, actually, the reason this is here is because we're currently working on a way for developers to, at their workstation, test connectivity between a real phone they have and a emulator. okay? So developers, a lot of times, they want to test, can I control my app with a phone? And in the past, like on the smart TV, it was really hard to test that unless you actually had a TV, which a lot of people don't. So what we're trying to do now is support in your emulator, on your PC and your phone, support testing, you know, using the phone as a UI device. But the problem sometimes is it's kind of complicated, like what address should I use, how do they connect, how do they do this, how do they do that. So we just said, well, let's just put a QR code on it. You open the test app, you scan it, and it automatically connects your phone to the test app in the simulator, okay? So there's not a demo for that, but the scenario would be, I'm at my workstation, I want to test my simulator with my phone, I just scan the code, and automatically the app connects to the device. So, yeah, we have a bunch. Let me show you just one more. So this may look familiar to some people. Again, just WebGL running in the browser. 60 performance, I think, is pretty good. Minecraft, if anyone is familiar with it. Okay, so that was just a brief overview of our web simulator, and that will be released next month when we release our web SDK. So if you're writing web apps and you want to test them and see how will they look in the Tizen TV when it's eventually released, you can test it in there. Yes, question? For Mac, yeah, it'll be on all platforms, Windows, Linux, Mac, yeah. Yeah, it'll be on everything, yep. Uh-huh. So it'll be released on everything. And someone was asking me earlier, like, how do I know if I write an app? Because the TV doesn't exist, right? It's not, you can't buy it in Best Buy tomorrow. So how do you know if you write an app today, is it going to work on the TV? My recommendation always is, you know, stick to web standards and try to make your app as generic as possible. You'll probably be in good shape. So I think that's something that's very nice to test in the web simulator because it's based on WebKit. So if your app looks good in there, you can have pretty good faith in it. So that was the web part of the web SDK, the web simulator. I want to talk a little bit about the TV platform SDK. So the platform SDK is for people developing the Tizen TV OS itself and also native applications, all right? So whereas the web app SDK is just this group of people here, the platform SDK, we've expanded it to platform developers, native app developers, even the people making the SDK itself use the platform SDK, so kind of a recursive thing there. But the main features are the full stack device emulator. So this runs the exact same code that's running on the TV, compiled for a different target. So if you really need to see exactly how is my app going to run on the TV, you can use the platform SDK emulator, device emulator. We also have an emulator manager. So one of the nice things about this, you know, eventually there's going to be multiple versions of the TV, you know, as it's released throughout the years. You can save different images of your app in different versions of the TV. You can save different hardware configurations to make your life a little bit easier. For platform developers, sometimes, you know, you have last month's build of the TV, and then you have this month's build of whatever. You can have two different emulator images to test the two things against each other. So it's kind of a convenience tool. The only downside of the platform emulator is it can be kind of heavy, and sometimes it takes a lot of RAM to run. Performance is a little low. That's one of the main motivations we did for the web simulator, to get developers to quickly test some apps. And we also provide the IDE here. So one of the features of the device emulator, the idea behind this slide, you're kind of like reading the mind of your app, I suppose. So we have a dynamic analyzer. You know, you can analyze CPU state, RAM usage, you know, all these different statistics to see performance and, you know, fine-tune your app. Okay, so this is a tool that will be part of the platform SDK. So that was basically the main thing of the platform SDK. Again, what I'd say is it's for partners, but one thing I want to do, and maybe, Taedong, could you distribute the survey to the members here? Yeah, it's in the back. Yeah. So actually, I forgot to mention this earlier, but we have just kind of a developer survey we put together to ask you guys questions, and like what kind of features you want. So if you want more features in the web simulator or more features in the platform SDK, if you want an easier way to access it, please leave your comments in the survey because people actually are reading it and are doing things with it. So that's my hints to you. If you don't like the idea that the platform SDK is just for partners and you want to be more open, perhaps write it on the survey, okay? It would help some people. So common questions about Tizen TV SDK. Like I said before, someone said, how can I guarantee that my app will work on multiple platforms? Like, this is the web these days, right? You have these little screens that fit in your pocket, and then you have a big TV that, you know, you can't even carry by yourself. I mean, how are you supposed to develop apps these days, really? And the answer, well, for web apps, I would say the best way to do it is use responsive designs. And I'm not going to go into this in too much detail. I just want to mention this, because if you already are using responsive design as part of like a web, as part of like your mobile and desktop strategy, perhaps, you know, the TV is another form factor to consider, okay? Because, you know, the main way of doing this is to use CSS, you know, wisely, to use JavaScript, you know, wisely in determining the size of your app. So I strongly recommend, you know, I remember when mobile devices first started becoming popular, and so many websites, they just didn't look good on mobile. And I think maybe we're heading for a similar thing with the web, with the TV. So it might be a good idea to start thinking ahead and being prepared for your apps to work on the TV. And I think, of course, there are different types of apps that will, you know, be relevant on the TV. Not everything will be used on the TV because it's a different experience. But, you know, for things like text, for things like images, these are going to appear very small on the TV by default. So you want to make sure usability is high. Make your size is big. Make sure your content is viewable. Maybe that this involves taking some things off the screen. You know, your menus are going to be different too. Another question I get asked is, you know, can I use my favorite JavaScript library? Like, I have this cool JavaScript library. It does X, Y, Z. It's an open source thing. Does Samsung block that? Can I not use that? The answer is no, basically. You can use pretty much whatever you want. I mean, I used 3JS before. It's a pretty cool WebGL-based JavaScript thing. I just did it as a test before I came here. As you saw the demo, it works fine. So if you have other JavaScript libraries you like, you know, jQuery obviously works. If you have some other library that you prefer, you can use that. So there's no problem using your own libraries. So this is the one I showed that ran the Minecraft demo and the other 3D demo. So this isn't a Samsung thing. This is just an open source thing. But I'm just using it as an example of how easy it was to get these types of apps running in the browser. Like I said, once I looked at the HTML and figured out where the JavaScript was, it took me about 5 minutes or so. And then in the web simulator, it works perfectly in Tizen. Also, one thing we're working on is a TV profile for Cordova. So basically, right now, your Cordova apps, you create Cordova application, you can output to Android web app, iOS web app. We're working on a profile now so you can output to a Tizen TV profile app. Okay. Cocos2D also says they have some support for Tizen web. I'm not sure how that is on the TV yet, but if it's just standard HTML, it should be fine. So in summary, this is kind of a quick overview of what I went over. The web SDK, this will be released at the end of the month. This is our HTML-based toolkit for everyone. I went over the CAF API. It's our fast JavaScript-based GUI framework for creating, you know, nice effects. Maybe not used for games, but used for things that are, you know, very UI intensive, like image galleries and browsing video lists. The web simulator, you saw the demo. Okay. I also want to point out the web simulator starts very quickly. It's like 5 seconds or so. It's very low footprint, very easy to run. If you're making a web app, you can quickly test them very quickly. Platform SDK, this is for developing native apps, and it's for partners only at the moment. If you want to have that change, please write on the survey. And third-party support, yes, you can use basically any of your favorite JavaScript libraries or other tools there. So that's kind of my overview for that. Are there any questions, any more questions, or yes?
So you mentioned
those third-party
ASDK.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
No, it wouldn't automatically use CAF. I guess the JavaScript would use whatever it used by default, like, you know, WebGL or something. CAF is just kind of our convenient wrapper around some things, so it wouldn't really use CAF.
So but right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's like
the yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no,
3JS is a totally separate thing.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is,
Oh, it doesn't use CAF. No, yeah. They're different things. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Yes, yeah. Yes, I believe so. No, it's CSS based and HTML, yeah. So it just uses like CSS effects and things like style sheet effects and things. Yeah. It uses some GPU, yeah. But I'd say for like the low level details, the guys in the room over there might know the exact implementation of it. But yeah, I just know it from like the JavaScript layer. I don't know exactly how it renders.
The JavaScript API is calling something.
Yes, it's calling something, yeah. It's probably yes, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Some examples of the effects of the animation or animations?
For CAF, let me see.
Because there was an example of the code, but I think it was only for widgets.
Yeah, for the CAF demo, let me see. So there's the gallery demo. So this is CAF here. So I'm not sure exactly which ones they're using, but they're probably using some type of animation for images and probably rotation effects here.
I'm wondering how the JavaScript code looks like.
Well, it's kind of a detailed question. I can show you after if you want to look at it, but yeah, it's JavaScript based. Yeah, this is another CAF demo here. Yes. Yeah.
So looking at the resolution, that's a pretty deep resolution. So
yeah. Yeah, I don't know about the 4K plan or anything yet. Yeah, I can't say anything about that. Sorry. Any other questions? No? Okay. Yes, one more. I think in the app certification process, there may be some guidelines released eventually. Right now, there's not any. There's not like a style guide or anything like that, but as the TV release gets closer, maybe that will be something that is published. Yeah. Okay, one more, yes?
Is it possible to
run two different apps simultaneously on the TV? I mean the web app. Yeah, two separate web apps. I believe that's in the plan, yes, yeah. Okay. Multi-app support.
One in the background or something?
I think that's in the plan, yeah. Okay, well, thank you again. My name is Trent, and feel free to grab me if you see me throughout the conference, and enjoy your lunch. Thank you.